It's the apocalypse, end of days, the judgment day, the end of the world, my friend. The Mayans knew about it, the Hopis, the I Ching, the Bible.
What would you say if I told you that everything happening in the world today was predicted in a book that was written over 2,000 years ago? The information I'm about to lay out for you has been discussed for thousands of years. However, our generation is the only generation in the history of the world who is lucky enough to see these things come to pass, and it's happening right before our very eyes. Now, at this point, some of you may be saying to yourselves, but the Bible was written by men, and Jesus Christ is just a myth. So why should we believe in some fairy tale from a time long ago? Fairy tale? Myth? Actually, this couldn't be further from the truth. The truth of the matter is that Jesus Christ was an actual historical figure whose life was well documented in non-biblical historical records. He was even documented performing miracles. His crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension are all matters of historical record. Real historians and scholars from all over the world agree on these things, and anyone who investigates these matters for themselves will reach the same conclusions. And I'm not talking about just Googling something or reading articles written by people who have an agenda. I'm talking about source material, original documents, and historical records. These things have no agenda and are not open to interpretation. They simply tell it as it is. Now, we could go on for hours talking about this, but I'll just leave you with this clip from Lee Strobel's The Case for Christ.
I remember going alone in my room, and I took a yellow legal pad and put a line down the middle, and on one side I started to list all of the evidence I had encountered for Jesus Christ being the Son of God, and on the other side all the negative evidence against that. And I wrote and I wrote page after page, and finally I put my pen down and I said, wait a minute. In light of this avalanche of evidence pointing toward the truth of Christianity, it would require more faith for me to maintain my atheism than to become a follower of Jesus Christ.
So now that we've established that Jesus Christ is a real person, let's take a look at some of his words and the prophecies he made and see if they hold up in modern times. So one day, some of Jesus' followers came to him and asked, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and of the end of the world?" Jesus gave them a list of things to look out for, and then in Matthew 24:7 he says this, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." The beginning of sorrows, meaning when you see these things take place, there is no turning back. These events are going to set off a chain reaction resulting in the end of the world as we know it, or as it's called biblically, the day of the Lord. All the things he said are coming to pass right before our very eyes. Let's break it down. Nation against nation. The word used in the original manuscripts for nation is ethnos, meaning a race, that is, a tribe. So ethnos versus ethnos, or race versus race. Sound familiar? What about kingdom versus kingdom? Well, we see this playing out live on TV every single day.
In 1992, called Conspirators Hierarchy, The Story of the Committee of 300 by Dr. John Coleman. Euthanasia for the terminally ill and the aged shall be compulsory. No city shall be larger than a predetermined number, as described in the work of Kalergi. Essential workers will be moved to other cities if the one they are in becomes overpopulated. Other non-essential workers will be chosen at random and sent to underpopulated cities to fill quotas. At least 4 billion useless eaters shall be eliminated by the year 2050 by means of limited wars, organized epidemics of fatal rapid-acting diseases, and starvation. Energy, food, and water shall be kept at subsistence levels for the non-elite, starting with the white populations of Western Europe and North America, and then spreading to other races. The population of Canada, Western Europe, and the United States will be decimated more rapidly than on other continents until the world's population reaches a manageable level of 1 billion, of which 500 million will consist of Chinese and Japanese races, selected because they are people who have been regimented for centuries and who are accustomed to obeying authority without question. That was written in the 1990s, before the internet even really existed, and this person knew all this stuff.
Currently, herbs are classed by the FDA as a food. Okay, so there's only three categories right now. There's the food, drug, and cosmetics. Okay, now what this bill is going to do is going to reclassify herbs from the food category and into the drug category, okay? Why? Because they want to limit and restrict the use of natural herbs and remedies that they've been using, we've been using for thousands of years around the world, okay, including America, okay? They don't want you to heal yourself.
Roll out the vaccine. Reports of myocarditis increased 2,800%. Cancers by various types increased 300 to 900%. Infertility, both genders, increased 500%. Miscarriages increased 300%. Neurological disorders increased 1,000%. Demyelinating disorders increased 500%. MS increased 600%. Guillain-Barré syndrome, 500% increase. HIV, 500% increase. And pulmonary embolisms, 400% increase. And that is just a short list of the most alarming findings in the DMED database that he just discussed.
Their whole purpose throughout history has been to teach a small number of people how to become adept at controlling everyone else. Their goal is to destroy all existing religions save theirs, all existing governments save theirs, and shackle the mob in a system of eternal oppressive debt chained to a computer for the rest of their life, in a propagandized world to make them believe that they are happy in this system. Now, do you think they're succeeding? Haven't I described to you just now exactly what is going on in the world today? Yes, they're succeeding. They're succeeding because the American people don't understand their enemy. They don't even know what's happening.
Territorians expect that there's going to be a mandate put in place now every time they are required to get a booster.
And I would say the safest thing to assume, until we know any different,
is that there will be boosters and we will mandate them.
We know the third booster is required to maintain people's levels of protection where they need to be.
Let's go high.
And there's every chance.
I haven't got any advice that says a fourth booster is required.
When you submit your prayer request to God, you're lifting those burdens of life from off of your shoulders and you're placing them in God's hands. And in doing that, you experience the peace of God that fills your heart. Now, this is the mistake many believers make. They make their prayer request. They tell them what they need. Then they feel that burden lifted from off of them. They're filled with peace and they say, I feel much better. Thank you, Lord. And then they walk out of the prayer room. But peace is not the conclusion of prayer, it's the beginning of prayer. It's when you're filled with that peace that you can now focus the mind to go deeper into the places of prayer than ever before. So, peace is not the conclusion of prayer, it's the entryway.
Hello, family. Quick video. Last night I couldn't sleep and I really believed that I was being shown some revelation about Matthew 24:22. Now, I don't claim to be right. I'm just sharing what I believe I was shown. Okay, Daniel 12:11. It says, from the time that the daily sacrifice is taken away and the abomination of desolation is set up is 1,290 days. Now, if you look at that text in the better Bible versions, you're going to see the word sacrifice is in italics. And that often happens whenever the translators are assuming or presuming some word to make the English flow better. But in this case, that's a pretty big assumption. Okay, when you go to the Blue Letter Bible or the original Hebrew, there is no word sacrifice there at all. It's from the time that the daily something, and that word daily can mean many things, daily occurrences. It could be that a better translation is from the time that normal everyday life is taken away. It could mean that, because the word sacrifice really is not in the Hebrew text. So from the time normal daily life, everyday life taken away, and the abomination that causes massive desolation, death, depopulation is set up, from the time it's set up, is 1290 days. Okay, now I'll jump to the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 24:15. Jesus says, therefore, when you see that abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel standing in the holy place, well, what is the holy place? Well, we often usually think of that as a physical temple, as did the Pharisees when Jesus said, if you destroy this temple, I'll raise it up in 3 days. And then the Bible tells us specifically that Jesus was purposefully deceiving them, telling them that he was really talking about his body. Okay, so could it be that he's doing the same thing here when he speaks of the holy place? This is part of his body. Those of his body who have been deceived by this agenda. When you see that beginning, when you see that set up, could he be speaking of that? Now I'll jump to Matthew 24:22. And unless those days were shortened, say, could that be the 1290 days? This is what I'm thinking. Unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. Flesh. Why would he use the word flesh be saved? But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. I believe that when he says flesh, that's the deceived, unsaved, who are, if they die, they're not saved. That's the plandemic. That's the plan of the enemy. Okay, I'm going to link here to that BitChute video that I also posted where the demons spill the beans. Okay, that is the plandemic. People aren't getting deceived and losing salvation, okay? But people that aren't saved and get deceived, the plan is that they will expire not being saved before the big event, the rapture and the sudden destruction that all happens bam, bam, very suddenly, okay? Nathan saw that in 2015. He saw that the whole world knew that only God could have caused this big event, and it just suddenly happens.
Kent Burris from the YouTube channel Ghosts of Carmel, Maine might seem very familiar, as I've featured updates on his continuing story many times on Nuke's Top 5. Kent has spent 5 years of his life documenting the disturbing paranormal activity he experiences day and night in his home in Carmel, Maine. Lately, Kent has captured even more terrifying paranormal encounters. One day, Kent is home alone and working in his office when he hears voices and bangs coming from somewhere inside his house. He quickly grabs his phone and hits record.
You making noise? You making noise upstairs? Jesus!
To another early morning, Kent has fallen asleep for the night with his TV on, but at around 5 a.m. some strange sounds wake him up. He quickly turns on a light, and when he looks up, he sees something at the foot of his bed that chills him to his core. He immediately grabs his phone and hits record. A dark shadow figure can be seen standing at the end of the bed, slightly moving or perhaps even vibrating before it just disappears into thin air. So what do you think is going on in Kent's home? Let me know. You can watch many more paranormal moments over on Kent's YouTube channel, Ghosts of Carmel, Maine.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters. Don Johnson is a famous actor. Is he keeping the secret of the biblical world and about secret societies and about how fame, fortune, and success really work? Besides that, he's hiding his hand in his coat, the way a Freemason would do. He's hiding his hand in his shirt, the way a Freemason would do. He was married to Melanie Griffith, who is hiding her hand in his shirt, doing the Freemason hidden hand. And everyone, Don Johnson is doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra, an Antichrist gesture. Jesus Christ does not make us do this enlightenment pose, quite the opposite. But people in Hollywood and more seem to love to do this sign. You can think he's just resting his hands, but there's thousands of photos and videos showing proof that this is one of their signs they do. It is supposed to represent supreme enlightenment, but it is not. It is deception from Satan. And it's definitely the pride of humanity to pose like this. God bless you, everyone.
Han kom ett bra exempel. Jesus visar ett perfekt exempel. Det fanns ingen önska honom. Det fanns ingen synd. Det fanns ingen tisa.
So this guy, this lady, they went with my wife Camilla. And you have you prayed for people with him?
Yeah, it has been so amazing. We have had like a 100% hit rate so far. Or Jesus has had a 100% hit rate so far.
Actually, it says in the Bible that we shall heal the sick. Of course, it's the Holy Spirit through us. But it's amazing to hear that you in this place here, because there's so much witchcraft. And,
yes, it is very much witchcraft and astrology and everything.
Yes,
but it's on the dark side.
Yeah, but in the dark, the light shines brighter.
Amen.
Amen. To praise be continued.
Yes. Okay, Ben, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, mer, 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 come out. See?
Bara testa
det
då. Så bara
ärlig.
Ja,
det känns bra.
Ja, det kan
jag
säga. Ja, exakt. Bara bränna. Är det
borta? Okay.
Ja, det gör det faktiskt.
Okej. This woman has pain in her shoulder, but I think it's connected to her legs, so I'm going to check the legs. Känner du? Mer? Ser ni? Kom ut. Kom ut. Det är mycket stor skillnad nu. Titta, titta på det. This woman has pain in her elbows, and Camilla will pray for her. Camilla pray now, and she will get 100% healed. Good?
Ja,
super. Amen. She's good. Pain is gone. Hallelujah. So yeah, I let this guy has pain in his back and let me check his legs. Totally healed. We met this girl here and she has pain in his neck and shoulders. Met this lady here, she has a pain in her knee. She's going to go for surgery in her knee. Camila's going to pray for her. Now she's trying it out. Yeah, it's good. Glory. Yeah, Camila, tell her why. Camila's going to tell her why. She goes healed now, but she's going to tell her why it happened to Jesus Christ. So now we've been out here in this UNH seminar place, and Michael, has it been good?
Have a really, really good time.
Yeah. Signs and wonders?
A lot of them.
Yes. It is amazing. So we were around 20 people?
Yeah.
And everybody's seen a lot happen here, so it's been an amazing...
God lead us and much happen.
Yes. Amen. Has it been a good time?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It
has have you prayed for Saint Godhill?
Yes, we have prayed for very many.
That's amazing. And you?
Yeah, I've been praying for a lot of people.
Amen. That's amazing. Have you prayed for somebody?
Yeah, many people. Yeah. It was a really great day. And yeah, miracles, wonders, and Jesus.
Amen.
Really.
It's,
amen.
It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
To be continued. So we met this guy here, in his knees and his foot here. He thinks he's arthritis, but let's see what's happening now. Now we have a fellowship of believers here. We have been out preaching and now we're eating. If you work, you will eat. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
But I can't even